Romans chapter 8, verse 28.
好，我们晓得万事都互相效力，叫爱神的人得益处，就是按他旨意被召的人。
And we know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose.
啊，这里讲到所有的事情。
Here it says that all things.
啊，那当然包括我们所喜欢的，我们所不喜欢的。
It would include both what we like and do not like.
啊，在我们生活当中啊，有许多是我们所不喜欢的事情，或者不愿意遇到的事情。
There are many things in life which we do not like or do not wish to encounter.
啊，比如说像我刚才遇到这种交通阻塞啊，啊，尤其又要赶着准时。啊，这个是不喜欢遇到的事情。
For example, the traffic jam I just encountered, and especially because I need to be punctual to give the sermon tonight.
哦，那有一些事情是我们大家都不愿意遇到的。
There are things that no one wants to encounter.
啊，有一些事情呢是可能个别性的啊，对某些人他不喜欢。
There are things that maybe only not well for certain people.
啊，所以保罗的意思就是，我们基督徒也会遇到一些大家所不喜欢遇到的事情。
But what Paul meant here is that there are things that we sometimes do not like.
啊，那今天晚上我提到其中的一样，就是人的病痛。
One thing that I will refer to tonight is the illness of mankind.
啊，我们从三个层面来看这个病痛这一个事情。
We will look at illness from three different aspects.
啊，第一个，这个病痛啊，存在于世界的各处、各阶层。
First of all, illness exists in everywhere in this world and in all levels of life.
啊，比如说在列王记下第五章提到有一个亚兰国的元帅叫做乃曼。
For example, in Second Kings chapter 5, it mentioned aboutA commander by the name of Naaman.
哦，他是一个将军啊，他很勇敢啊，他也这个很会带兵。
He was a commander of a great army, and he was very brave, and he knew very well how to lead the army into battle.
哦，他是亚兰国的元帅，亚兰人的英雄。
He was the commander of the army of Syria, and he was their hero.
哦，他应该是很有能力啊，身体应该也很健康。
He should be very capable and very strong physically.
啊，但是他身上却长了这个麻风病。
But he contracted leprosy.
啊，他没有办法来帮助自己。
He was not able to help himself.
啊，他周遭的人也没有办法帮他。
Even the people around him could not really help him.
那目前啊，对疾病的预防呢？没有说百分之百的。
Up until now, there isn't a foolproof way to prevent all illnesses.
啊，但是这也不等于说，那我们就不用去留意预防疾病。
But that doesn't mean we don't pay attention to preventing illnesses.
啊，那有些人啊，虽然他很注重自己的健康，但是呢，他也啊也是有啊也是有疾病。
Some people pay a great deal of attention to their health.But they still contract diseases.
哦，所以啊，不等于我们不用去注意我们身体的健康。
But that doesn't mean we don't pay attention to our health.
那虽然我们很注意，但是也有病痛的话，那这个也是本来就存在于我们现实的生活里头。
So if we do care for our body, but we still become ill, then this is really part of a normal life.
哦，那这个疾病也影响到人的寿命。
Illness affects the lifespan of men.
哦，所以在摩西的时代啊，摩西说啊，人这个可以到七十岁，强壮的可以到八十岁。
During Moses' lifetime, he mentioned that people live till the 70s, but those who are strong can live till their 80s.
哦，很多的时候，生命的结束跟病痛有关系。
A lot of times, the end of life is marked with an illness.
那这也让我们从圣经来看到说，啊，这也是让我们知道罪这件事情。
And from the Bible, we also can see the matter of sin.
哦，这个罪所带来的结果之一。
And this is one of the results that are being brought about from sin.
好，我们请看创世纪第六章。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 6.
创世纪第六章第三节。
Genesis chapter 6 verse 3.
第三节，主说：“人既属乎血气，我的灵就不永远住在他里面。”然而他的日子还可以到120年。
And the Lord said, My spirit shall not strive with man forever, for he is indeed flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years.
所以这里在挪亚的时代，神就已经说到，人因为属乎血气，所以日子可以到120年。
During Noah's time, God already said that man is indeed flesh, so his days shall be 120.
在挪亚的时代，这个罪已经入了这个世界。
During Noah's time, sin had already entered into this world.
在挪亚的世代，而且是一个罪恶很沉重的世代。
That was actually a time of great sin.
那关于病痛第二个呢？其实病痛也常常可以带给人另外一个层面的益处。
The second aspect about illness is that it can bring a benefit in a different way.
虽然这是我们所不喜欢的。
Even though illness is something that we do not like.
这会让我们受到一些的疼痛，一些受苦。
It would bring pain and suffering to us.
那有很多时候呢，它只是一个短暂的时间。
And sometimes it only lasts for a period of time.
比如说我们都有感冒的经验感冒通常一个礼拜、两个礼拜。
Having a cold or a flu is an example where we would be sick for just a period of one to two weeks.
但是这一两个礼拜就让我们非常的难受，非常的痛苦。
But we usually are in great pain and suffering for just that one or two weeks.
那有时候病痛呢是比较长的时间。
Sometimes illness can last longer.
甚至有一些的身体的毛病呢，可能是一辈子跟着我们。
There are even illnesses that would accompany us for the rest of our lives.
但是神也常常借着这样的事情，让一个人的他的心、他的灵能够达到更好的地步。
But these are the things that sometimes God uses to allow our heart and our soul to reach a better place.
一个很有名的例子就是保罗的例子。
A very good and a well-known example is that of Paul.
保罗说他身上有一根刺。
Paul said that he has a thorn.
有人说这根刺是指着一些这个假弟兄、假使徒的逼迫。
Some people say that the thorn is the persecution of the false brothers and false disciples.
那也有可能它是保罗身上的一个疾病。
It is also very possibly an illness that Paul had.
在保罗的书信里头，他曾经提到他的眼睛有疾病。
In his epistles, he mentioned about the weakness in his eyes.
那眼睛是人生活当中一件一个很重要的一个器官。
Eyes are a very important organ that we have.
这个眼睛不会夺掉人通常不会夺掉人的生命，但是对人日常的生活却是有很大的影响。
Usually our eyes would not require of our life, but it would affect our lives greatly.
所以这一根保罗身上的一根刺也有可能是他这个眼睛的疾病。
So Paul's thorn may very well be the disease that he has with his eyes.
如果是眼睛的疾病的话，那这个应该是跟着他一辈子。
If it is eye disease, and it's very possible that it would accompany him for his life.
但是保罗后来也为了身上的这一根刺，他来感谢神。
Later on, Paul actually thanked God for this thorn that was given to him.
因为这个对他的灵性有帮助。
Because it was very helpful for his spirituality.
因为这样子让他不会太过于骄傲。
Because of it, he was not proud beyond he should.
所以他为了身上的这一根刺，他反而是感谢神。
So for that thorn that was inflicted on him, he thanked God.
病痛常常会跟死亡也连在一起。
Illness and death are usually related.
所以在病痛当中，对死亡这一件事情是给人一个很好的提醒。
So when we are ill, we actually are reminded of death.
在病痛当中，我们常常比较容易很严肃的来面对自己。
Usually, this is the time that we can seriously face ourselves.
当一个基督徒很严肃的来面对自己的时候，
When a Christian faces himself seriously,
他就会去反省自己的信仰。
He would reflect his faith.
他就会去想到将来。
He would think about the future.
想到死就会想到将来有一天要面对神。
He would think about one day he needs to face God when he thinks about death.
所以在病痛的那一段时间，常常会帮助人对人生的看法会有一个改变。
So it is common that during the time of sickness, we have a change of perspective towards life.
活着的话，我们很容易只是在想着，在努力着我们的眼前。
Otherwise, we just keep striving for what is ahead of us.
我如何让自己的工作更好？
How do I improve on my career?
我如何找一个更好的工作？
How do I find a better job?
我如何来把我的房子换得更大一点？
How do I change or upgrade my house?
我如何来为这个家里头来多增添一些设备？
How do I install more enhancement to the house?
我们在平常当中，我们很容易的只专注于我们的眼前。
So usually, we would just only pay attention to what are before our eyes.
因为在我们眼前这些事情，一般来讲都是那么的真实，那么的实在，那么的需要。
Because what we can see with our eyes are always very practical and always very real and very much needed.
在病痛当中才突然觉得说，这些我所看重的，在我病痛的时候，有时候一点用处也没有。
In our illness, we will suddenly realize that these things are useless.
有很多我们很喜欢吃的或者用的，在病痛的时候呢，我们根本不想去动它。
A lot of things that we like to use or we would like to eat.We actually do not even want to touch them during our time of illness.
如果说骄傲是我们普遍的一个天性，
if pride is a common problem,
其实这是真的，每一个人或多或少都会有一些的骄傲在我们里面。
This actually may be quite true that in every one of us, there is some degree of pride.
那神所最厌恶的事情之一，就是人的骄傲。
And what God detests the most, one of which is actually pride.
那既然这是普遍性的，所以呢，也常常是人所最不容易改的。
If it is a common character among men, it is doomed to be one of the most difficult to change.
很多时候因为病痛让人发现说原来自己是这么渺小，这么脆弱。
A lot of times in our illness, we realize how insignificant and how small we are.
就连丹尼里书里头的这个外邦的皇帝，尼布甲尼撒王，他也因为病痛，他谦卑下来。
Even the king of the foreign nation during Daniel's time, King Nebuchadnezzar, he humbled himself during illness.
他以为说这个这么伟大的帝国是他自己努力而来的。
He thought that his great kingdom came about because of his own work.
经过一场的病痛之后，他说是神在人的国中来掌权。
After he was ill, then he finally acknowledged that it is God who rule among men.
我们虽然不是像尼布甲尼撒王那么的伟大，
Even though we are not great like King Nebuchadnezzar.
但是我们必须承认我们的天性里头的确也有骄傲这个成分。
But we must acknowledge that in, in our natural tendency, there is a component of pride.
我们常常也会觉得说我的信仰还不错。
We oftentimes think that my faith is quite good.
因为基本上我们参加聚会，我们读经、祷告、奉献、做圣工等等。
Because we come to attend services, we participate in holy work, we make offering, and etc.
但是当我们遇到了病痛，我们才更容易发现我们的灵性到底程度有多少。
But when we encounter an illness, that's when we really can see how strong our spirituality is.
那所以在病痛当中，我们应该有一个适当的回应。
So this is the reason why we need to have proper reflection during such time.
这样子才会像圣经里头所说的，受苦是对我们有益处。
Then it would be just like what the Bible said, that suffering is for our benefit.
我们才能够像那些古圣徒一样，在病痛当中，在受苦当中，我们仍然有感谢跟赞美。
Like the old saints, we would be able to praise and thank God even during such time.
神安排我们在不同的环境里头，总是会给我们不同的这个工作。
God arranges us to be in different environments with different work.
那当我们在病痛当中，也常常有神特别的在我们身上特别的工作。
When we are sick, God usually has His special work on us.
第一个我们真的是再一次的对自己有一个更深入的反省。
Firstly, we have a deeper reflection of ourselves.
我们有时候会觉得说，人真的是很难改变。
We sometimes think that it's very difficult to change.
有时候我们也会自己说，我有可能那么完全吗？
Or we may think that, are we really that perfect at times?
我已经这么努力的要变得好一点，但是好像进步得很慢。
I have strived so much, but it seems that I only improve so much.
有时候我们会对别人 也会有这样子的这种失望。
Sometimes we have this same disappointment toward other people.
或许有时候我们其实我们并没有说出来，但是我们心里是这么想。
We may not speak it, but we think that in our heart.
这个人信主这么久了，他的脾气怎么还是这样子？
How come this person still has such a temper after believing in the Lord for such a long time?
有时候我们说这个人不是老信徒吗？但是他怎么还是这样子？
Sometimes we say this person is a very old member. Why would he be like this still?
甚至有时候我们还会担心说他这样子他能够得救吗？
We sometimes even worry for others. If they are like this, would they be safe?
当然我们也会对自己有这样的忧虑。
Of course, we worry the same for ourselves.
因为我们知道天国是一个那么美好、那么完美的地方。
We know that the heavenly kingdom is such a beautiful and perfect place.
我是这么的不完美，我能够承受天国的永生吗？
I, on the other hand, am so imperfect. So can I really inherit this heavenly kingdom?
那有关得救的事情，门徒也曾经这样问主耶稣说，那这样谁能够得救？
Regarding the matter of salvation, Jesus' disciple once asked him,
说这样子谁能够得救？
Asking, this way, how can people be saved?
主耶稣对他们说，在人是不能的，在人不能，在神凡事都能。
Jesus said, in men it is impossible, but in God everything is possible.
神要让我们完全，有时候就是那么一刹那。
Sometimes, for God to make us perfect, it takes just a moment.
那其中神所用的一个方法，就是在疾病当中让一个人完全了。
One of the ways that God uses is through illnesses.
在有时候看到一些在那种很严重的病痛当中的这个弟兄姐妹。
Sometimes we see certain brothers and sisters who have great sickness.
叫做在那种 critical moment 那种很危急的时候。
During the critical moments of the sickness.
真的整个人 你发现说他就突然的变得那么善良，变得那么的温和。
We may recognize that they change so much to the point where they're very kind and very gentle.
他的心变得那么的软。
And the heart has turned so soft.
以前说不出口的话，在那个时候，他能够很真诚的这样来讲出来。
Things that they were not able to say, now they are able to say genuinely.
虽然是短短的时刻里头。
Even though it's such a short time.
但是感觉上说这样的人神一定会悦纳。
But we have the feeling that God would accept such a person.
病痛其实是另外一种的祝福。
Illness is then another form of blessing.
所以或许我们也会遇到这种很严重的病痛。
Perhaps we may also be the sick.
但是如果我们能够去明白圣经给我们的教导，我们真的是可以去忍受那个病痛 的痛苦。
But if we're able to learn from the teachings of the Bible and endure the pain and suffering.
所以病痛本身真的不是一件容易的事情。
And we know that the illness itself is not really something that is easy to endure.
很多时候因为病痛必须让我们生活的一些活动都改变了。
It would actually influence a lot of the things that we do in life.
但是如果在这当中懂得 更加的去做祷告去依靠神。
But if during this time we learn to rely on God and pray more.
那真的可以从神那里啊，真的得到那一种去面对的力量。
Then we would be able to receive strength from God to face the illness.
心中真的有那一种主耶稣所应许的从他那里来的平安。
And in our heart, we would be able to feel the peace that was promised by the Lord Jesus.
那一种特别的平安。
That special kind of peace.
我们请看约翰福音十四章。
Let's refer to John chapter 14.
约翰福音十四章二十七节。
John chapter 14, verse 27.
二十七节，主耶稣说：“我留下平安给你们，我将我的平安赐给你们。我所赐的不像世人所赐的，你们心里不要忧愁，也不要胆怯。”
Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you, not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid.
病痛会让我们跟很多平常生活的活动好像断绝了。
Illness can cause us to have to take a break from a lot of the things that we do in life.
但是病痛并不会阻挡我们跟神之间的那个团契。
But it would not hinder the fellowship we have between God and us.
病痛并不会阻挡了神我们跟神跟我们的同在。
It would not hinder the abidance of God with us.
反而很多时候人在病痛当中更觉得有神依靠，有神同在。
On the contrary, we feel God's presence even more during these times.
很多人在信仰生活里头一直觉得自己没有那种得胜的生活。
Some people feel that in their normal life, they don't lead a life of victory.
其实就在他病痛当中，我说你已经得胜了。
But it's during the time of sickness that they feel they are victorious.
别人也这样感觉他得胜了。
Some other people may also feel that they are victorious.
因为他们拥有主耶稣所应许的那一份特别的平安。
Because they possess this peace that was promised by the Lord.
这也是每一个人所需要 的那种最后的胜利。
This is also the last victory we all need to have.
真的不是像世人所示的，是主耶稣所示的。
Not the peace that the world gives, but that was given, that which was given by the Lord Himself.
有的人已经肉体是非常非常的软弱了。
Some people are already so weak physically.
但是从他微弱的声音里头，那种微弱的表情里头，知道说他是平安的。他有主耶稣。
But from their faint voice and their subtle movement, we can see that they have the Lord Jesus.
所以病痛是我们所不喜欢的。
Illness is something that we do not like.
但是在一个爱神的人，他也会成为另一类的造就。
But for someone who loves God, illness can actually be an edification.
有很多人是在病痛当中对周遭的人带来最大的祝福跟最大的造就。
There are many people through illnesses bring great blessings and edification to others.
那时候的言语不多了。
At that time, the words may be few.
但是这种不是言语，但是胜过言语。
It may be something that is wordless, but it would be even better than words.
真的，有时候不是言语的力量，是胜过言语的力量。
It's true that sometimes it is actually something else that is even more powerful than words.
所以有人在病房当中他带领人信主。
Some people were able to bring others to believe in Christ when they were hospitalized.
有一次有一个慕道者到某一个教会去。
One time there was a truth seeker who went to a church.
所以接待的人很容易就看出说，哎，这不是教会的，不是教会的人，就上前特别招呼跟他打着，特别去打招呼。
The usher noticed that this is not a regular member and so went up to this person.
那这个人就说，我是因为某某人而来到你们教会的。
Then this friend, this visitor said that it is because of someone, such as such person, I have come here.
那这个接待的人就有点不晓得该怎么讲。
Then the usher actually didn't know what to say.
因为他所提到的这个人已经离世了。
Because the person that was mentioned had already passed away.
因为他这个癌症到末期，最后住在这个癌症末期的安宁病房里头。
The patient actually was at the terminal stage of cancer, and so was staying at the at a hospice for the terminally ill.
那当然最后他离世了。
And eventually passed away.
那这一个来教会的这个慕道者原来是那安宁病房里头的特别护士。
And the person who came to church as a result was actually a nurse at the hospice.
他说他们接触过很多这种癌症末期的病人。
The nurse mentioned that they had seen a lot of these terminally ill patients.
她说，你们的这一位姐妹，她最后的情况让我很感动。
But the nurse said that, however, the sister from our church who eventually passed away, from her action, the nurse was very touched.
所以我很想来她的教会来看一看。
That's why I wanted to really come to the church to see what goes on here.
是的，我们周遭，包括我们弟兄姐妹，真的会有人是有病痛的。
It is inevitable that we will have those among us that will suffer illnesses.
那如果我们也曾经有过病痛的话，我们就更能够去更能够去了解病痛当中的人 他们的疼痛，他们的需要。
Especially if we have been sick before, we can really understand the suffering and also the need of the sick.
那周遭一直有病痛的人的存在，这个也是神所赐给我们一个行善的机会。
The fact that we always have those who are sick among us, it is an opportunity given by God for us to do good.
因为保罗说，我们要互相来担当别人的担子。
Paul taught us that we need to bear one another's burden.
主耶稣称赞那个绵羊说他们去探访那个有病痛的人。
The Lord Jesus praised the sheep for having visited those who were ill.
虽然病痛是我们大家所不喜欢的。
So even though illness is something we do not like.
但是也借着病痛提醒我们我们要有爱心爱心的带导，爱心的关怀。
But through it, we can be reminded to pray and also to care for others out of love.
那万一如果有一天我们有了严重的疾病，
If it happens one day that we have something serious in terms of our health,
我们求神赐给我们信心。
We pray that God gives us faith.
让我们将我们的生命来交在他的手中。
So that we're able to entrust our lives into his hand.
求主耶稣帮助我们除掉心中的惧怕。
May the Lord Jesus help us take away the fear in our heart.
遇到跟我们生命有关系的事情的时候，当然我们会忧虑，我们甚至会惧怕。
We may fear, or we will will worry.
所以我们在病痛当中，我们还是还是就是说，虽然在脆弱当中，还是可以祷告。
So, even though we are weak, we can still pray.
那时候的祷告，神一定特别的，特别的垂听跟怜悯。
God will especially listen and have mercy on us because of our prayers.
那求神让我们能够安静的来依靠他。
And may God help us to be able to calm down and quietly ask for his help.
我们一定能够在病痛当中还是可以来荣耀赞美他的名。
We would still be able to praise his name.
那在那种情况里头，我们应该更能够体会到主耶稣为我们所受的苦。
In those situations, we would be even more likely able to understand the suffering that the Lord Jesus had borne for our sake.
那生命是很脆弱的，很短暂的。
Life is very fragile and short-lived.
我们会在那情况里头，我们会发现很多事情就要成为过去。
We will realize that many things come to pass very quickly.
我们也会发现无论我们人生长短，我们已经经过了一些的风浪。
We realize that regardless of how long we have lived, we have weathered some storms.
我们将要进入那个安全的港湾里头。
And we're about to enter this port of haven.
那我们将要跟神面对面。
And about to face God in person.
我们这个卑贱的身体将要改变成荣耀的身体。
A lowly body will change to one that is glorious.
因为这是基督徒最后最大的盼望。
Because this is the last and greatest hope of Christians.
在那个时刻里头，让我们不会再去留恋这个会朽坏的这个世界。
At that point, we will no longer think about this corruptible world.
我们真的会想到说，这个肉体真的是卑贱的。
And we would think of our body as lowly.
那在耶稣基督里头，我们是有盼望的。
In Christ Jesus, we have this hope.
我们最后看腓立比书第三章。
Let's lastly turn to Philippians chapter 3.
腓立比书三章二十节。
Philippians chapter 3 verse 20.
二十节，我们却是天上的国民，并且等候救主，就是主耶稣基督从天上降临。
For our citizenship is in heaven, from which we also eagerly wait for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ.
二十一节，他要按着那能叫万有归服自己的大能，将我们这卑贱的身体改变形状，和他自己荣耀的身体相似。
Who will transform our lowly body that it may be conformed to his glorious body, according to the working by which he is able even to subdue all things to himself.
因为有圣灵的这种很清楚的体验。
Because we have very clear experience from the Holy Spirit.
所以我们知道在最后耶稣再来的时候，这圣灵的能力会让我们这卑贱的身体改变成荣耀的身体。
We know that when the Lord comes again the second time, our lowly body will be changed into a glorious one.
所以在病痛当中我们看清楚了。更看清楚了，这是一个卑贱的身体。
In our sickness, we can see even more clearly that this is indeed a lowly body.
那圣灵的恩典要让我们确信，我们将要有一个荣耀的身体。
The grace of the Holy Spirit will allow us to really confirm that we will have a glorious body.
愿我们这样子的查考能够让我们很正面的来看会存在我们生活当中的这个病痛。
May this study help us see positively the illnesses that we will face in this life.
我们现在来唱诗153首。
Let's sing hymn 153.
我们唱第一节跟最后一节。
Let's sing the first and last verse.